New
You're welcome,
twists in
Steve.
the bizarre poisoning death of a former Russian spy. According to reports from Moscow, a Russian businessman who met Alexander Litvinenko the day he fell ill is now hospitalized with suspected radioactive poisoning. And seven employees of a London hotel where that meeting took place have tested positive for low-level radiation contamination. As we hear in this report from NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow, there are now two investigations into this increasingly complicated case.
Russia has opened its own criminal case into Litvinenko's death to parallel a diplomatically sensitive British probe already underway. But state-controlled Russian television is playing down the high-stakes story. A short news item carried only an announcement by a spokeswoman for the Prosecutor General's office, saying investigators may travel to Britain for their case into Litvinenko's killing.
Генеральная прокуратура Российской Федерации провела проверку ряда обстоятельств гибели в Лондоне.
She said prosecutors were also opening a second investigation into the attempted murder of Dmitry Kovtun. He's a key figure in the case, one of at least two Russians who met Litvinenko in a London hotel on November 1st, the day he fell ill from the rare radioactive isotope polonium-210. The Interfax news agency reported medical sources as saying Kovtun is in a critical condition from radiation poisoning, having fallen into a coma immediately after he was questioned by British investigators visiting Moscow this week. That was later denied by a lawyer close to the case. The British detectives appear to have run into difficulties. They had planned yesterday to take part in the questioning of Andrei Lugovoy, a second man who met Litvinenko the day he fell ill. Lugovoy, who's in a hospital with Kovtun, is reported to be a prime suspect in the case. But the questioning failed to take place for technical reasons, according to Lugovoy's lawyer. A British embassy spokesman declined to give details.
The investigators are continuing separately to continue the investigation, so we basically won't speculate. The government, we won't speculate on the progress of the investigation while it's ongoing.
Earlier in the week, Russian Prosecutor General Yuri Chaika poured cold water on any notion Moscow would extradite suspects to London.
If a Russian commits a crime on the territory of a foreign country, we have every right to launch a case and try him in Russia.
In London, Litvinenko, who converted to Islam days before his death, was buried yesterday in a private Muslim ceremony under drizzling rain. His coffin was sealed against radiation. His wife, exiled tycoon Boris Berezovsky, and Chechen rebel envoy Ahmed Zakayev attended the funeral. Litvinenko was a strident Kremlin critic who, in a deathbed statement, blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for ordering his killing, something Russian officials continue to deny. Elsewhere in London, more traces of polonium-210 were found, this time in seven staff members of a hotel bar Litvinenko visited before he died. The latest discoveries come after traces were found in more than a dozen sites in London. In another development in Moscow, former Prime Minister Yegor Gaidar said he had been poisoned by opponents of Russia a day after Litvinenko died. The former reform architect suddenly fell ill during a conference in Ireland, prompting suspicions he was also exposed to polonium. Doctors were unable to explain what happened to him, but Gaidar said in televised comments that he was probably poisoned with a toxin. I think open or hidden enemies of the current authorities are behind this, he said, those who want to see a sharp decline in relations between Russia and the West. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.